The Central New York Community Foundation will spend $2 million over 4 years to help end childhood lead poisoning by making residences in Syracuse lead safe. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the investments target new housing construction and existing home renovations.
The danger for children posed by lead comes from the flaking and peeling of lead paint used in older homes before it was banned 40 years ago. Kids might eat paint chips or inhale dust particles. CNY Community Foundation President and CEO Peter Dunn says lead poisoning can damage brain function and development and create other physical problems.
It undermines our other investments in early childhood education and college attainment. It can affect all sorts of other social determinants of health. It can affect crime and violence and absenteeism, you name it. It's one of these foundational type issues. In some parts of the city, a quarter of the kids are poisoned with lead. That's a social injustice and really needs to be remedied.
The organization is targeting two areas of Syracuse with some of the highest elevated blood levels for lead in children. It is awarding grants to home headquarters to replace windows and doors, as well as housing visions to construct new affordable rental apartments. There's funding for the land bank to do lead testing and other funds for educating residents and landlords on lead poisoning and abatement solutions. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says he's also working with the Syracuse Common Council to pass legislation that will allow code enforcement to test for lead paint hazards. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.